Today's daf is daf samach alf. So we got to the very top line, the two dots. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna Marav, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Liolam Yehad Devar Shel Adam Muatim Lufnei Kadosh Baruch Hu." A person should speak in few words in front of Hashem. Shenemar Al Tivayal Picha. Don't be so quick with your words. V'Libcha Yimaher. Don't be so fast with your heart. Lahoti Davar Lufnei Alakim. To be so fast to say something in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Alakim Bashemayim Kadosh Baruch Hu's up in Shemayim Va'atal Arta. You're in the ground. Therefore, speak with slowly. Speak with a few words. That's how a person should speak in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So the Gemara says, Darsh of Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. My dech said, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Es Adam B'Shnei Yudim? It says Vayitzer two yud. It really should be one yud. What's Vayitzer with two yud? And the Gemara says Shnei Yitzarim Barak Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created two Yitzer. So he created the Yitzer Tov and the Yitzer Hara. Maskev Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak El Me'ata Behema Deloksi Ba Vayitzer. When it comes to describing the creation of animal, it does not say Vayitzer. Does that mean a behema less like Yitzra? There's no Yitzhara for the behema. Havaka chazina demaski v'nashchi bata. We see animals; they bite, they kick, they damage. So ela kader b'shimon ben pazi. Demar b'shimon ben pazi. Oily miyotzi v'oily miyitzri. So what's being said here about the creation of man is woe to me from my creator, my yotzer, and woe to me from my yitzri, my yitzhara. That's what's being described here. So it's such a challenge that the man has to deal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he's chasing after his Yetzer Hara, making him chase after that which he shouldn't be doing. Inami, alternatively, Kedir Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Dem Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, do partufin bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam. There are two faces that Kadosh Baruch Hu initially created Adam with, Adam Arisham, Shenemar Achor, the Kedem Tartani. The back and the front, Kadosh Baruch Hu created together one body with two different faces. So the Gemara goes on to describe a little bit more about the creation of man, of Adam HaRishon. Vayivan Hashem Elokim Es HaTzela. Kadosh Baruch Hu created her from she built him from the rib. So Rav Amar, Rav Ushmo Chadamar Partiv, Chadamar Zanav. So one says that they created a woman with a double figure Partiv, an extra face. And one felt that it was with the tail. The Chava had a tail. So Bishma Laman Damar Partiv, the other one who said that initially that Chav had a Partiv, she had a separate face. Hayinu Dichsev Achor Vekedem Tartani, that I created this being, this individual that had a front face and a back face. Adam and Chava. El Man Damar Zanav, my Achor Vekedem Tartani. What it means that initially had a tail, so that the tail was Chav, if you will. So then what does it mean Achor Vekedem Tartani? So the Gemara explains, Kedir Rebbe Ami, Damar Rebbe Ami, Achor Lamaisa Brachis Vekedem Lepranus. That Achor, it was the last, man was created last in the world, and he was created first in terms of pranus. He was punished first. Achor in terms of the order of creation, and first in terms of receiving the punishment for the aveira of the Adam of Chav of the Eitz Hadas. So Bishma, I understand Achor l'maaseh b'reishis, that it was the last one created in the world. The lo ibra ad ma'ali Shabbos, because Adam wasn't created until Erev Shabbos. Elav akedem l'pranus, pranusim demai. What pranus are we talking about? It was the first one to get punished? Elaim Piranus the Nachash was referring to the sin, the punishment from the eating of the Eitzadas of the Nachash. Vatani doesn't the Brisa tell us that Rabbi Omer, Begdula Maschirim Min Agadol. When it comes to things of greatness, of honor, we always start from the greatest among them. Ubeklal, when it comes to punishments and curse, Maschirim Min Agadol, we should start from the least among them. Begdula Maschirim Min Agadol, we start from the greatest one, Dichsiv, when it comes to showing honor. So that Moshe says to Aaron and Elazar Isamar, the leftover children after the death of Nadav Aviu. So it comes to those, that's in terms of bracha. We start from Aaron and Kavod to Isamar and Elazar and Isamar. But Beklala, we see by sin, by curses, Maschilim Nakatam, we begin from the lowest among them. Batchila Niskal Nachash, first, the Nachash, who is the lowest among the individuals involved in Eitz Hadas, he first gets cursed. Ulbasov Niskala Chava, and then Chava gets her cursed. And Ulbasov finally Niskala Adam. So we see that clearly, when it comes to the Eitz Hadas, the sin of the Nachash, that Adam was not Kedem. He wasn't first, he was last. Ella, Puranus de Mabul, when it comes to the punishment of the Mabul, the times of Noach, Dirchsevayimach Eskala Yukum, Asher Apne Adama, May Adam Vad Behema. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to wipe out the world from man until animal. Adam is mentioned first. So this is what we mean that Niskalkala, when it comes to Puranus, in terms of the Mabul. Bereisha, Adam first, Adam is mentioned, and then Father afterwards, Behema, animals are mentioned in terms of being destroyed. Gemara then says, Bishma, I understand, Laman Damar, part of the one who says that Chava was initially fashioned as a part of, as a face. Hayinu dechse vayitzer. Bishne Yudin, it says two Yuds vayitzer. One's the front, one's the back. Achav Rekedem, two faces. Laman Damar Zonav, the one that says Chava was initially, it was a tail. My vayitzer, what's the double Yud? Kidir Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Damar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Ori Limiotri, Ori Limiotri, like we saw above, woe me from being having to protect myself from my Creator, and woe me from my Yetzirah, which is continuing to draw me to do that which I shouldn't be doing. The Bishma Laman Damar, part of the one who says that Chava was initially created as a face, another image, the back image of Adam, Hainu Dechsev, Zachor Nekeva Baram, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them as one unit, man and female, together. Elman Damar Zanova, the one who says Chava, which initially came in the form as a tail, my Zacha Nekeva Baram, what genders are there to even speak of? There's no face, there was just a tail. So the Gemara explains, Kid the Rabbi Abo Rami Ksiv, he throws a contradiction of Psukim. On one end it says Zacha Nekeva Baram, that he created both a man and woman together. And then Ksiv Ki Bitzel Melkim Asel Zakim, he fashioned man as a image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was only one creation. So was there Zachar Nekeva? Did the Kadosh Baruch Hu initially create two beings, or did he initially create one being? Also Esa Adam Haketad Betchila Ala B'Machshava Livro Shnayim. Initially, a Kadosh Baruch Hu was thought to make two creatures, two beings, man and female. And then Levasof, in the end, Lamaisa Lo Nivra El Echad, he only created one Bitzel Melkim Asa Esa Adam. So Bishma, I understand then, Laman Damar, part of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially created her as a image, Hainu Dichsev Vayiskor Basa Tachtena, that he closed the flesh beneath her. So fine, this all makes sense. So Laman Damar Zanav, my Vayiskor Basa Tachtena, what does it mean that he closed her up in its place? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Ve'isayim Rabbi Zvid Ve'itayim Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lo Nitzcha Ela Lamakom Chasach. It's talking about the cut. The tail had to be removed. So it's referring to initially that when you separated the two of them, so that's what I meant initially. You took them, you removed them, and you separated the two of them. You closed off between the two of them. But if it's only a tail, what's being closed off? And the Gemara says it's being closed off. Where you cut the tail off, you have to stitch that area. That's what's being, that's by Yiskor. That's closing off that that incision. So Gemara then says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Laman Damar. Hainu Damar Zanav, the one that says it was a tail. Hainu Dichsev Vayiven. That's what it means, Vayiven. Since it was only a tail that was there, so it was necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build a new creature. But Elman Damar, part of my Vayiven, if Chav already existed as a being, she was just attached to Adam, what's the Vayiven? What's the building necessary? She already existed. It's just about separating the two of them. There's no need to build something Vayiven. The Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, Darish Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, my Dichsev Vayiven Hashem, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built an Esat Sela, and he took the side, Milamed Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, that teaches us that he braided, Lashon HaKila, braided Chava's hair, V'Hevil Adam Harishon, brought her forward to Adam, Shekein B'Krach Hayam Karin L'Kliyisa Ban Yasa. When it comes to braiding something, the way they refer to it, it's called building. Now, Halach L'Maisa on Shabbos, are you allowed to braid hair? The answer is you can braid hair because braiding hair is called binyan, it's called building something. So here as well, the Gemara is telling us, Vayiven Hashem, building was referring to, he had HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair for her to present her in front of Adam HaRishon. Davar Acher, alternatively, this may not be something you want to tell your wife, though, Vayiven Amar, Rav Chistav, Amrila, V'masi Satan, what does it mean, Vayiven? Melamed Shebana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Chava, Kibinyan Otsev, they created a woman like a storage house, like a house. Sama Otzer Zek Kotzer Milamala Racha Milamata, just like a Otzer, it's on the top, it's very skinny, like kind of like a pyramid. And the bottom is very, very wide. It's a good way to store things. Kidei L'Kabas Aperis, in order to hold the produce and to retain the produce so it doesn't go bad. Af Isha Ktsar Milamala Ruchava Milamata. Physically, the way women were created was that on the top she's very skinny and narrow, on the bottom she's wide, in order to Kidei L'Kabas Avlad, in order to hold a child for pregnancy. So then the Gemara says, Vayiviyahel Adam, and after HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided her hair, or built her and fashioned her, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented Chava in front of Adam. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Melamed Shenasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shushvin L'Adam HaRishon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made all the wedding arrangements for the Chasna. He was taking care of the Chuppah and the Keter and the music. Shemikan Limda Tar Derech Eretz, here we see Derech Eretz, the way it is in the land, Sheyachzer Gadol Imakatan B'Shushvinis V'Al Yerlo. So, actually, mine actually is missing a word here. Fine. So the din is that a person, an important person, a chashuv person, should be willing to make the arrangements for even a person who's less than him. That even though, you know, a person's a yasam or a child who can't afford things, a Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously is nothing greater than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and yet he was able to lower himself in order to take care of the arrangements. We see it's a big Indian here, Derech Eretz, that either the parents or grandparents or friends should help take care of wedding arrangements for those who are not able to. So then the Gemara says, L'man damar parts of Heimanayo Sagi Bereisha. So this is an interesting question. There's some halacha ma'aseh that comes from this. When it comes to a partif, so we had initially they were created Adam and Chava back to back with each other. Who faced front? Who faced back? So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Mistavra de Gavra Sagi Bereisha. It makes sense that the man that Adam was first and Chava was behind him. The Tanya lo yahalich Adam achorei Isha baderech. A man should not walk behind a woman along the path. Vafilu Ishu, not even he shouldn't even walk behind his wife. Nizdamnilo ala Gesher, they both meet each other at the bridge. Who should go first? So near in American society and perhaps throughout the world, we always say ladies first, but halacha says the complete opposite. Yisagenul Tzadan, he should move over to the side and let her pass first. If he shouldn't let her pass first, rather. Vichol haover achrei Isha banar, he should go before. But anyone who lets the woman go before him crossing the bridge, Ain lo chelik liolam haba. He has no chelik in olam haba, and therefore it must be that man went first. Adam was before Chava because it's usher to go to walk behind the woman. Now this halacha ma'isa, a person should not walk behind a woman. It gets very tricky in many instances. It happens all the time with coworkers, even from people who should walk first. The Radbaz talks about whether if you're going to a davar mitzvah, can you go and walk in front of her, rather walk behind her for Dvar Mitzvah, and the Radbaz says, you're not allowed to walk behind the woman, because even if she's completely dressed, it's still usher to do such a thing, because it's going to lead to Hihurim, and looking at her, but if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, he says, you're allowed to walk behind the woman, so long as you look down. But he says, only when it comes to a Mitzvah Overis, that you're pressed for time. If it's a Mitzvah She'enu Overis, Radbaz thinks there is no heter to walk behind the woman. But Shlomo Zalman felt even a mitzvah, even a mitzvah that's not pressing, he still thinks you can walk behind a woman, but only in the context of a mitzvah. Outside of a mitzvah, you should not walk behind a woman. Yes, there are terim, a person looks down, closes his eyes, but this is a clear gemara that ain lo chelek li'olam haba. There are actually interesting questions about a suma, person who's married, a blind person who's married. Can he walk behind his wife? Let's say his wife's pushing him into the shul. She's rolling him in. So she walks in first to the shul or wherever they're going. Can he walk behind her? He can't see, obviously. So maybe for the Summa, it shouldn't make any difference. They try to bring a raya from the Gemara here, Adam and Chava. They bring a raya that Adam couldn't see Chava because he couldn't see. They face the opposites from each other. That's how it seemed that the image was. So
why men and women don't get along because each one wants
okay. Okay, fine. So right, so the answer is, anyway, so Adam and Chava, they didn't face each other. They couldn't see. And yet, even though they didn't face each other, however, the din was, Adam had to walk first. He couldn't walk behind her. So it doesn't have to do anything with able to see or not able to see. But Zibber seemed passing, it doesn't make sense. And if there's no other choice for the Summa to get into the shul, for him to have to hire a man to bring him in instead of his wife bringing him in, he doesn't think it makes any sense. And therefore, he thinks that Summa can go behind his wife when coming into shul. But we see there's a real halacha l'maisa. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vait. Tani Rabbanan, Hamartse Maos Leisha Miyado Liyada, a person counts money from his hand and he hands it over to the woman, to the cashier, Kadei Lastakaba, but he uses it as an opportunity to look at her, as an excuse to be able to look at her. Afil Yesh Biyado Toro Maisim Tovim Kamosha Benu. The guy could be as great, as learned, as accomplished as Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet Lo Yinaki Medino Shagenim, he won't be spared from the judgment of Gehenim. Shinem Ar Yad Liyad Lo Yinaki Ra, from passing hand to hand. Looking at women, using this as an excuse to look at even her hand, lo yinaki won't be clear of Medina shel Gehenim. So Amar of Nachman, Manoach Am Haaretz haya. Manoach was an Am Haaretz. Manoach was the father of Shimshon. Why was he an Am Haaretz? Dichsev vayelach Manoach acharei isha. He walked behind his wife. So clearly he didn't know this halacha. That's also to walk behind a woman, even your own wife. So Maskev la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Elamayat, if that's the case, Gabi Elkana, Dichsev vayelach Elkana acharei ishto Elkana, who was the father of Shmuel Hanavi, also walked behind his wife. The Gabi Elisha, this is Vayakam Vayelech Acharen. Elisha followed the woman going back home when her son got sick or died. Hachanami Acharen Mamish. Does this also mean that Elisha the Navi walked behind a woman? Mamish can't be the case. El Achar Dvareha, he followed her words. Vacharit Atzasa, after her advice he was following, but not physically after her. Hachanami Achari Dvareha, Vacharit Atzasa. So too, when it comes to Elkanah, when it comes to Manoch, they weren't following them physically, they're following their word, following their advice. The one who held that Yitaka wasn't Am Haaretz, he didn't know this halacha and walked after women. He didn't even know the basic, that which the people in the school know, the basic psukim. But Shenamar says, "Vatakam Rivka v'narosa v'tirkavna gamalim." Rivka and her children and the girls walked; they were riding on camels, rather. But tilachna achareish, and they followed after the men. So clearly, it's a mefurish pasuk in Chumash that women are supposed to go after men. So v'alol feish, and not in front of the men. So he didn't even know a basic pasuk. That's how much of an am aretz of Manoach was. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, achare ari v'lo achare isha. It's better to walk behind a line and not behind a woman. But it's better to go behind a woman. If you have an option behind a woman or behind a goy, better to walk after a woman than to walk after a goy, however. And the reason why, because you might be drawn after the goy. You don't want to be drawn after the goy and do Avodah Zarah. So better to be walking after a woman than it is to be walking after over the Avodah Zarah. Acharei Obed Kochavim, better to walk after Avodah Kochavim, v'lo acharei Beis HaKnesses, b'shasha tzibur mispalim. If you have the option of walking behind a non-Jewish woman and going behind the shul to daven, or ignore the davening, better to walk after the woman who's Avodah Zarah, over the Avodah Zarah, than to stand outside the shul when everyone else is davening, and you're ignoring davening. That comes off the appearance as if you're ignoring a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So these are different levels. So the Gemara says, "Lo amrin elo dilo dari midei." It's only true where he's not carrying something. When it comes to walking behind the shul, so for a guy to stay in the back of the shul, not daven, that looks terrible. But if the guy is carrying something, it looks like he's busy. So then it's clear he's not doing it to avoid davening. He's doing it because he's busy carrying something. Vi dari midei, he's schlepping something along the way. Less than, but there's no problem of being behind the shul while they're davening. It's clear that you're carrying something. It's also true if there's no other entranceways, if there's another entranceway, meaning if they see you walk by the entranceway, they're davening. They see you walk by the window or by the entranceway, and they say, oh, you're not davening. Well, if there's another entranceway, they all assume, oh, you're probably going through the other entrance, and there's no chashash, then you'd be allowed to. It's only true if you're not riding on a donkey. Of a rach of a chamer, if you're riding on a donkey, less than, but there's no concern either, because since you are on riding a donkey, it's understood that you can't leave the donkey alone, and you're too busy in order to come to daven. But the amr and ella, it's also only said, if you're not wearing tefillin, they see the guy's in the back, he's not wearing tefillin. Aval, if you're wearing tefillin, manach tefillin, and even though you might be in the back behind shul, since you're wearing tefillin, less than, but it's clear that you're not rejecting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're obviously either davened already or you're too busy, and that's clear by you wearing your tefillin, that you're accepting a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus Shemayim. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Yetzara domer lezvuv, that the Yetzara is like a little fly. Yoshe ben shnei maftichei halev, and it's situated between the two chambers of the heart. Shenemar zvuvei maves yavish yabia shemen rokeach. That the zvuvei death, the flies of death, are putrefy the perfumed oil. Ushmul amar kimin chita hudom, it's similar to a little kernel of wheat. Shenemar lapeza chatas rovet, it's at the crouches at the entrance of the doorway. Okay, so I'm not sure what to make of these, but somehow the Yetzer Hara, there's a discussion whether the Yetzer Hara is something that's within a person, or the Yetzer Hara is some type of inclination that's outside a person. This clearly is of the understanding, according to at least Rav, that's situated inside a person. The Gemara actually says in Sukkah that initially Yetzer Hara is outside, and after a person sins, it becomes inside and part of a person internally as time goes on. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Shtei Klayos Yeshbo Badam. People, men, have, and individuals, human beings, have two kidneys. Achaz yatzta latova, achaz yatzta lara. One gives good advice, and one gives bad advice. Umistaver the tova lemino, v'rel the smolo. And makes more sense that the right kidney is giving good advice, and the left kidney is giving bad advice. Dechsev lev chacham lemino, v'lev ksil the smolo. So it's actually interesting. Shaila of Zilberstein talks about, let's say a guy is giving a kidney. He's donating a kidney. Which kidney should he donate? The right or the left one? I don't know if they have options. I don't know how this works. But he says if one does have the options, you should give your left kidney, because the left kidney represents the Yetzer Hara, and the right kidney represents the Yetzer Tov. So Lahalacha, he said, this is the way to do it. So a good way to get rid of Yetzer Hara would be to donate a kidney. It's not a good thing. That's Reb Zilberstein. He brings these interesting things in Halacha Lemaisa. I don't know if other poskim would necessarily say that way, but certainly an interesting Gemara on that. So the Gemara then says, Tanur Rabbanan, Klayos Yoatos, that the kidneys give advice. Lev Maven, the heart understands, able to comprehend and process the advice. And Lashem Mechatech, and the tongue is able to articulate it. And Pegomer, and the mouth actually concludes the whole process. So that's the four-step process in how advice works, from your own mind again, going from the kidneys to the heart to the tongue and eventually outside the mouth. Veshet machnis motzi kol mini meichel. The veshet, the esophagus, brings down all types of food. Kana motzi kol, and the windpipe is able to bring about, you know, oxygen in and then the voice out. And rea, the lung, is sheves kol mini mashkin, is able to draw all types of liquids. I'm not sure that means how we understand the function of the lung. Kaved kois, and the liver is where the anger starts from. Mara zarek is botipa minichaso, and the gallbladder is drops into it and calms it and eases the liver. And tchol sochek, and the spleen is where a person laughs from. Kurkavan tochen, the gizzard where the food gets ground. And keva yishena, and the stomach sleeps, it induces sleep. That's what a person eats a lot. It brings sleep upon a person. Afneir, the nose wakes a person up. Neir ha-yashin, yashin ha-neir, if the sleeping one wakes and the waking one sleeps, so then nimik v'holich lo. So again, if the stomach is sleeping, then the nose is awake. If the nose is sleeping, then the stomach's awake. So they have this type of relationship with each other. And nimik v'holich lo, and then the language is away. So unclear what this all means, halach l'maisa, but there's certainly a lot of depth in terms of how things work in a much deeper way in the various internal organs. And Tan the Brisa says, "Im shneim yishenim o shneim ne'erim miyad meis." If both the stomach and nose are sleeping at the same time, or if both of them are awake, then a person dies immediately. Again, I don't know what that means for the stomach to be sleeping, the nose to be sleeping, but that's what the Brisa says. What?
Spiritual.
Spirit of some sort. So then the Gemara says, "Tanya." The Brisa teaches us that Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, "Tzadikim yetzer tov shoftim." Tzadikim are judged by the yetzer tov. Shenemar v'libi chalo b'kibri. My hollow heart has died within me, and libi chala became a corpse, if you will, inside me. Rishoyim yetzera shoftan. When it comes, in other words, when it came to tzaddik, his libi, his yetzera was dead. So there's no yetzera to judge the tzaddik. Rishoyim yetzera shoftan. The yetzera is what's judging the rishon. Why? Shenemar, it says by the rasha nuum pesha l'rasha that the care of libi ain pachad el kim l'neged einav. In my heart, the Rasha speaks to me, he speaks to the Rasha, and there's no Yerushalayim within me because the Yetzer Tov was destroyed. Beinonim, who are now juggling and fighting between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, they're both very active. Zevet Zeshoftim. Both Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara are both going to judge him. Shenemar, Yamol Liyamin, Evyon Loshia, Mishoftei Nafsho, that there are two rulers. Who are the two rulers? Both the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara are going to judge him. He wasn't able to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, but he still has a very active Yetzer Tov. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Kigon Anu Beinonim, we're a Beinonim. Rava said, I'm a Beinonim. What does that make us? Amar Le Abai, Abai says, Lo Shavik Mar Chai L'Chabriya. By you saying that you're just simply a Beinonim, Rava, you gave no room for anyone else to be considered anything. We can't be Beinonim either. We all must be Rishayim. Not fair to call yourself a Beinonim, because that makes us look bad. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Ibra Ilma El Rishay Gemure, O Tzadike Gemure. The world was only created for those who are completely full of Rishis, and or those who are completely full of Tzidkus. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Lieda Inish Benavshe, a person should know himself, Im Tzadik Gamerhu, Im Lav. A person knows himself well and knows whether he's a Tzadik Gamer or he's not a Tzadik Gamer. Amar Rav, Rav says, Lo Ibra Alma El La'acha Ben Imri L'Rav Chanina Ben Dosa. The world is only created for these two individuals. La'achav ben Imri Olam Hazeh. Achav was a terrible king, so the world of Olam Hazeh was created for him, so he gets no Olam Haba. And the world to come, the Rabbi Chanina ben Dosu, such a great tzaddik, the Olam Haba was created for someone like him. So again, everyone who's in between, we have no place in this world or the next world. We're kind of stuck until we make a decision in what direction we're going to be drawn towards. And then the Gemara says, Va'af te'is Hashem lo'kecha, that man should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tani the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Nemar Bichol Nafshecha, Lama Nemar Bichol Modecha. This is a Gemara that appears several times throughout Shas. If it says that a person needs to love Hashem Bichol Nafshecha with his whole soul, what does it mean Bichol Modecha? With everything, all his resources. Vim Nemar Bichol Modecha, he has to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything that he has, Lama Nemar Bichol Nafshecha, with his whole soul. Why? These are, it seems to be superfluous. Ella, and the Gemara explains, Im Yesh Lecha Adam, this man, Shegufu Chaviv Alav, that his body is so precious to him that he cares about how who he is, how he looks, his possessions, everything physical. L'chach nemar b'chol nafshcha. You should be able to be moser nefesh. You should be able to dedicate your soul for Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'im yeshcha adam shememona chaviv olav megufo, a person whose money is more important to him than his own body. L'chach nemar b'chol modecha. You should be willing to give up your possessions for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be moser nefesh in moments. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Bechol Nafshcha means Afilu Notas Nafshcha, even to give up your own nefesh, a person has to be willing to give to show your great Abba, great love and dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person must be willing to give up his money and his self to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tanya Rabban, the Baraita, tells us a well-known Maisa, a terrible Maisa, Pamachas Gazer Malchas Arisha Shelo Yasku B'Yisrael B'Torah. One time the Romans had decreed that Klai Yisrael couldn't learn. So then one time, Ba Papas Ben Yehuda Matzala Rabbi Akiva, Papas found Rabbi Akiva was Shaya Machil Kilas Brahman. He was teaching a shir, giving a shir, a big drush of the Rabbim. The Osik B'Torah, he was learning, he was teaching. Amarle, Papa says to him, Akiva, Iyata Misyari Mipnei Malchus, are you not scared of the government? Amarle, Em Shilucha Mashal, let me tell you a mashal. The Ma'adavar Dhamma, what is this similar to? L'shu'al Shaya Mahalech Al Gabi Hanar. There's a little fox going on the outside of the river, and Ra Dagum Shayim Mikskaps and Mimakam and Makam, and he sees fish are gathering together in schools of fish going from this way to that way, running away, swimming away from the fox. Amulahem, the fox says to the fish, Mipnei Ma'atem Borchim, why are you running away from me? I'm not that scary. Amulah, they says, Mipnei Rishasa Shemavin Alein Bnei Adam, because the people are trying to catch us. Here they're trying to catch us. Here they're putting in nets, they're putting in a fishing bait, so we're scared. We're running here, running there. Amulahem, the fox says, let me tell you something. Ritonchem Shetaluli Abasha, if maybe you should come to the dry land and you'll be away from the nets. But Nadar Ani Vyata, me and you will live together, we'll be fine, we'll have a great time together, they won't catch you in the water anymore, and we'll be safe. Kashem She Darud Avosai Im Avosem, just like my grandfather left with your grandfather, but they got along, we'll get along nicely as well. So Amrullah, they said to them, Ata hu shomla alecha pikeach shebachayos, the fox, you're the one that they describe as one of the smartest animals. Lo pikeach ata el tipeshata, you're an idiot. Why? We're scared to live even the place of our life, our life source, namely the water. To go to the dry land where we can't live, how much more so should we be scared of our lives? So at least we have our mind here that we have some source of life. But by Yabasha, there's nothing for us to live off of. So so to us is Rabbi Kiva. We are busy learning Torah, which is our life source. That's our lifeline. This is where we live. This is what gives us Arichas Yamim. If we're not able to live by learning Torah, how much more so if we stop learning Torah, we're not going to have any life either. So that's why he learned. So Amru, how you Yamim Muatim, there weren't many days that passed. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was taken by the authorities. He was thrown into jail. The Tafsul of Papas Ben Yehuda and Papas Ben Yehuda was also taken to jail. They were with each other. Two of them were in the jail cell together. Amarlo, Rabbi Kiva says to him, Papas, who brought you here? What did you do wrong? Amalei Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shinis Pastel Divrei Torah. Praiseworthy for you that you had a good reason to be here. You were taken because of Limud HaTorah. Because Baruch Hu was going to protect you. You really did nothing wrong. Oy li the papas, woe to papas, Shinit Basad Varm Batem. I was busy wasting things and he had murdered someone. Apparently he murdered the emperor's daughter. So I was taken here for something pretty serious. So Kibishah Shehotzi as Rabbi Akiva Lahariga, when they took Rabbi Akiva out to kill him, to execute him, it was man Kriyash Mahaya. And how you sorkenes besar b'masreikos shabarzel? They're busy scraping his flesh with iron combs. The vaya mekabel love ol malchus shemaim. At that moment, he was being mekabel ol malchus shemaim. Because Baruch Hu, even in the moment of great torture, he was saying, "Kadosh Baruch Hu is the God. He is the master of the universe." Amrlo l'tamida, his student said to him, "Rabbeinu ad kan, is this how far to this extent you have to really give up your life and say mekabel ol malchus shemaim even when you're being so tortured?" Amrlem kol yomai hayisi mitzar al pasuk zeh. My whole life, I was troubled that when I could fulfill the pasuk. B'chol nafshcha, I feel no to as nishmascha. Even if a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out your nefesh, your love and dedication for a Kadosh Baruch Hu must be steadfast. So Marty, I said, Masa yavol yadi v'kayimenu. When will I have the opportunity to show this to a Kadosh Baruch Hu how much I'm willing to give up my nefesh for you? V'achshav shabal yadi. Now that the opportunity has presented itself to me, lo akayimenu, I won't fulfill it. Hayamarich be'echad. When he got to echad, he extended the echad at yotz nishmas be'echad until his neshama went up to Shemaim. As he said the word Echad. Yatza Baskal came out of Amr and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she yatza nishmaschak Echad, praiseworthy is Akiva that his name, his neshama rather left with the word Echad. Amru Malach Yashar Sathan Echadish Baruch Hu, the Malach said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah Vzu Schara, this is the Torah he got, and this is the schar he gets. Rabbi Akiva was one of the greatest teachers of all Jewish history, and yet he gets reward in such a way. Mimsim Yadcha Hashem, Mimsim Gomer, so to be among those by your hand, those who Kadosh Baruch Hu killed. So that's the schar he gets. So Amar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Chelkem Chayim, their chelik in the Chayim of Olam Haba is incredible. So Yatza Basko of Amra, Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva Shata Ma'azuman L'Chayim Olam Haba, as if not, he wouldn't, obviously we didn't need this as a reinforcement, but at the end of the day, the Basko came out and said, Rabbi Kiva certainly is getting a portion, a huge portion in Olam Haba for everything that he has accomplished from beginning to end. So Gemara now says, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had taught us, Yakal Adam as Rosha Keneged Shar Mizrach Shu Kmichuvan Keneged Beis Kachar Kadashim. A person should not be Makarosh. He shouldn't be lightheadedly. If a person standing next to the Har Bais, the person standing close to the Har Bais, the direction of the Har Bais, the person should not act in such a way that's inappropriate. So Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Amru Ela Minat Tofim V'Lefnim. There's only true if you're within the radius of Tofim and in front, Ubero, or you could see the Har Bais. But to be beyond that, that wouldn't be the case. Now, if you remember, we had a machlokas, but Tofim was back a couple weeks ago. We had din when it came to a person who had Basar Kachim. Remember, Basar Kachim, if he walked away, you have to go back to the base of Migdash Har Bais to burn Basar Kachim there if it was the size of a Kazayas or a Kebeta. Machlokas of Yehuda Rai Meir. We had a machlokas. If you get to Tofim, then you have to go back anymore. Past Tofim, you don't need to return back. What was Tofim? Rashi said Tofim was a place, was a city. Tosafot said Tofim was a place you're able to see Har Bais from. So here as well, I would assume that the same machlokas would exist, whether Tofim is referring to a city Tofim or is referring to a place you're able to see from. So the Gemara then says further, Itmar Nami, who said as well that Amar Rabbi Abba, the Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Hachi Amar, this is what it says, Rabbi Yochanan, lo Amar Ela Minat Tofim Lefnim, Uberoa, Ubishain Gadav, there's no wall blocking. Ubizman Sheshchin Ashar, only when the Shechin is there, in other words, when the Beis HaMikdash is there. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and when there's a wall in its place, and you can't see it, if those three conditions are not met, then you would not have to worry about this concern, and you could play soccer or whatever else you might want to do near the Har Bais. The Gemara then says, Tanur Rabbanan Hanifna B'Yehuda, a person who goes to the bathroom, G'dolim, in the area of Yehuda, of Eretz Yisrael, L'Yipanim Mizrach Umar, if he should not face the direction of east or west, Ela Tzafan V'Darm, north or south. The reason why, because east or west is the direction the body is going to be facing Har Bais. But north or south, his body won't be facing Har Bais. Ubegal, if he's in Galil, Leipane Ela Mizrach Amar, if he should only go east or west, then not north and south, because Galil is north of Yushalayim, so he should not face north and south, rather face east or west. Rabbi Yossi Mati permitted a person in any direction. Shehaya Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Asu Ela Baro, it's only true if a person is able to see Har Bais, Ubemakum Shein Sham Gether, and also when there's no wall, Ubizman Sheshchina Shara. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, and you can't see it, and there are walls, then this is of no concern. Just like we saw before about the Shittas Rabbi Yochanan and being Makil Adam, Kalas Rosh, here too when it comes to a person being Yipan, a person going to the bathroom, it should be of no concern either. But in the end of the day, Chachamim Osum Chachamim prohibit it even if there's a wall and even if there's no Shechina there. Chachamim, Hainu Tanakama, isn't that exactly what the Tanakama said? And the Gemara says, Ika Benayu, Stadim. If it's off to the side a little bit, meaning according to the Tanakama, that even on the tzadim, let's say it's the north, but it's a little bit off to the side, then it's still aser. According to the Chacham, only if it's mamish directly in the path of Har Bais, but if it's slightly off to the side, a little bit on the side this way or that way, according to the Tanakhama, that wouldn't be of concern. So Tani Idach Labraisa says further, Hanifna b'Yehuda, the person who goes to the bathroom in Yehuda, Lo Yipane Mizrach Umarav, Elo Tafan V'Darm, like we saw, he should face north and south only, and Megalil, Tafan V'Darm, Aser, Mizrach Umarav Mutter, just like we saw above, and Rabbi Yossi yet again says, Matir, Shehoya Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Aser El Baro, it's only true when you're able to see the Har Bais. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kaim Aser, Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kaim Mutter. He says it depends whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or not a Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Akiva Oser B'Kol Malkum, he says it's Aser regardless of the situation, whether you're able to see it or not see it, he thinks it's prohibited across the board. Rabbi Akiva Hayinu Tanakama, and the Gemara says, Ika B'nai Chutzlaritz is the difference. Let's say a guy is a Chutzlaritz, he's, up in Syria somewhere, he's a Chutzlaritz, but he's right above Har Bais, so according to the Rabbi Akiva, it would still be Aser in Chutzlaritz, but according to the Tanakama, this prohibition only is present when a person is within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So then the Gemara finishes off the daf and says, Rabba, Havashadyan Le Livne Mizrach Umarav, he would... He lived in Bavel, and the two bricks that were placed east and west, so that he would know the direction a person should face. So he had some indicators to know the direction he should be facing. Also, Abaye shot in itself in Vadarm. Abaye had positioned these rocks north and south. So all Rabba Tartzino, Rabba went in and he straightened them. He put them in the right direction. Should be going east and west to remind you which direction a person should be sitting and facing when going to the bathroom. So Amar Mai, hide the Kamatarli. He says, why are you changing the bricks around? This is my house, not your house, Abaye says. So Ana Rabbi Akiva, really. So he says, Rabbi holds, I hold like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar B'chol Malkam Aser. So even if a person's in Babel, a person must be very, very careful that the directions of the bricks and the Beis HaKiseh should be not facing the direction of Har HaBayis. Okay, we will stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with a very long daf on a shorter day, but we'll try the best. We'll do the best we can.
Very interesting daf.